So, Joan, you joined this event last year as a co-chair along with your husband, Gary, who is president and CEO of First Niagara. What is it that drew you to become involved, and what brought you back again this year?
Well, my brother-in-law, Father Vincent Crosby, founded Benedict House about 30 years ago. And so the whole family became involved in the battle against AIDS. And I was on the board of Benedict House. And then we were asked to chair this event by Ron Silverio. And so we were very honored to do that last year. And then again this year, I knew that the chairmanship would last 2 years, so we were very happy and glad to return and do it again.
Have you seen any personal impact, family, friends, anything like that, a way that AIDS and HIV has touched your life?
Well, you know, just being involved in Benedict House, which was a residence for people living with AIDS, and also, you know, attending all of our meetings at Evergreen and coming in contact with the people and, you know, that are suffering from AIDS. I have gotten involved. I've, you know, purchased clothing for them and toiletries. And we've had different parties and events, and I've, you know, had meals with them. And so, you do become very involved on a personal level.
Christopher, the proceeds of the event in our region go to Evergreen Health Services, an organization that provides HIV and AIDS education, testing, medical care, as well as housing and assistance and counseling. But I imagine it's more than just simple services. So maybe you can tell me about the impact that it has on people living with the disease, their families, and maybe even those who aren't living with the disease.
Absolutely. You know, so HIV and AIDS is very prevalent in Western New York, and that's why events like this help not only raise funds but also raise awareness. There are currently over 3,000 people in Western New York living with HIV and AIDS who know their status and are in our care. And while Dining Out for Life is a national event, all the funds that are raised next Tuesday will go ahead and stay local. And this year, we are building a housing facility on the east side of the city on Cherry Street in Genesee, and that will be called the Evergreen Lofts. And it will be a 53-unit apartment building, and 20 of those apartments will be reserved for people specifically living with HIV and AIDS. Whereas, you know, back in the day, people needed more care, they needed more supervision, they needed more supportive services. Now, with advances in pharmaceuticals and medical care, we are able to help folks living in Western New York who are living with HIV and AIDS live independently and live healthy. And so the money from this year will help furnish those apartments.
Sounds really great. So last year there was a new addition to Dining Out for Life, Food Truck Tuesday in Larkinville.
Correct.
Joined the team, part of Buffalo's food truck boom. And that's set to return again, but are there any new additions to the Dining Out team that people will want to know about?
You know, this year we have over 100 restaurants, but, you know, because, you know, Buffalo is a food city, as we all know, we actually have 24 new establishments this year. And I think that's really wonderful. A lot of restaurant owners in the city own multiple restaurants, and as they open up additional facilities, they add those restaurants on board, which I think is really special.
Joan, any favorites of yours that you can say?
We host at Oliver's last year and this year, and that's really our favorite restaurant in Buffalo. But yeah, also my nephew has a Spot Coffee in Orchard Park, which came on board last year, and that's, you know, been a very popular Orchard Park destination. So he does breakfast and lunch, and so yeah, those two are probably my two favorites.
As an event host, the people who come and dine with you and share in this event, what are their responses usually?
Oh, we get 100% response. Whoever we invite comes. Oliver's has told me that we're up to 50 people that have RSVP'd that will dine at Oliver's, friends and family of ours. And also the ambassadors from First Niagara. My husband's secretary will be one of them at Oliver's, helping to collect the donations, the additional donations that the diners will be making.
Of course, like we said, Dining Out for Life is an event that spans the country. Mm-hmm. And last year, I understand more than $4 million was raised across 53 cities. But here locally, there's a fundraising goal in mind, correct?
Absolutely. Our goal this year is to raise $110,000. This year will be our 13th year doing the event. And so in the lifetime of the event, this year, 2015, will be the year that we break our $1 million raised in Western New York through Dining Out for Life over the history of the event. So it's a really special year for us.
And I just wanted to say that as the presenting sponsor, First Niagara Bank, in addition to being a presenting sponsor, matches dollar for dollar any money that's donated by diners on the night of the event, up to $10,000. And we also have over 100 volunteers from First Niagara that will be serving as hosts at the various participating restaurants.
So those donations can go twice as far as,
yes,
as people might expect.
That's right.
All right. Well, it sounds really great. I wish you both luck in the event. Joan Crosby, co-chair of Western New York's Dining Out for Life, and Christopher Raybrook, director of development at Evergreen Health Services, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks,
Avery. Thank you.